I said in the beginning of Mass, there's something prophetic in the fact that the gospel this Sunday, just 3 days before the cardinals enter the conclave to elect a new pope, is about St. Peter. And one of the pope's titles is the successor of Peter. So much of what Jesus specifically tells Peter is what makes up the papal office. I can't tell you how many times over the last 2 weeks people have asked me, who do you want to be pope? I was asked the same question back in 2005 and in 2013. But even when I worked in the Vatican and lived with priests who were all working for cardinals, we never even talked about a preference for one of the cardinals. The closest I got was at Pope St. John Paul II's funeral, sitting next to my friend Jim Connolly, who's the Bishop of Lincoln now. The presider at the funeral was Cardinal Ratzinger. And halfway through the Mass, Jim turned to me and said, "He looks pretty good up there." And I will admit that I smiled. It really serves no purpose for me to say who I want to be Pope. First of all, unlike in 2005 or 2013, I don't know many of the cardinals. And second, I don't have a vote. But I will tell you what I want in a Pope. And it's not based upon any subjective desires that I have as a Catholic or as a priest. It's based upon two questions that Jesus asked St. Peter and a command that he gave to St. Peter. Let's go through them. In the 16th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus famously asked Peter directly, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I want a pope who answers with the same straightforward faith. I want a pope for whom the words "Jesus Christ" are the most frequent words that come out of his mouth. Pope Francis once famously said, "All religions are a path to God." Now, theologically, I can defend what he said, and I can explain what he meant. But I don't think most Catholics want to hear that. I want to hear that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. There might be elements in other religions that are true, and those elements might be paths to God. But within those other religions are lies that lead people away from God. Any religion that denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, who laid down his life on Good Friday only to pick it up on Easter Sunday, is simply, by definition, the Antichrist. I don't want a pope that muddies the waters with nuanced statements that confuse the faithful. I want a pope who speaks like St. Paul when he says, "When I came to you, brothers, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with lofty words or wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." And the second question that Jesus asked Peter comes from the gospel today. And Jesus asked Peter the question three times so that Peter could redeem himself for his three denials on Holy Thursday. What did he ask him? He said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" I want a pope who unmistakably, unequivocally, unashamedly loves Jesus. The evening that Pope John Paul II was elected, he put aside the traditional blessing he was supposed to give and uttered four words in Italian that became a hallmark of his public appearances. He said, "Sia lodato Gesù Cristo." In English, it means, "May Jesus Christ be praised." Those words were always on his lips at liturgies, audiences, and Angelus address. "Sia lodato Gesù Cristo." May Jesus Christ be praised. And the people always had a response to it. The response is, "Sempre sia lodato." May he always be praised. I want a pope who loves Jesus as Peter did. And the only way that I'm going to know if the pope loves Jesus, if he tells us that he loves Jesus. There are a lot of ways that he can do that, but I do miss John Paul II's very simple way.
Seal adato Jesu Christo. May Jesus Christ be praised. May he always be praised. Peter knew Jesus and loved him, even unto death in Nero's circus. I want a Pope who loves Jesus and communicates that love to us. And finally, the command of Jesus to Peter, once again, three times in today's gospel, feed my sheep. Jesus is in fact telling Peter what he should do to show his love for Jesus. It's to feed his sheep. In this regard, I am one of the sheep too, because the Pope is the shepherd of the universal church. I want to feed on the red meat of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be lectured to about climate change and immigration and vaccine mandates. I want to hear about the love God has for me and how he reveals it in the mercy he shows me in the sacrament of confession. I don't want to hear about endless meetings in the Vatican talking about clerical celibacy and women deacons and whatever synodality means. I want to hear about the most important thing we do as Catholics, which is to participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where Jesus Christ, the source and summit of our faith, becomes present to us and enters into holy communion with us. I don't want to be told that the church is the body of Christ and not a non-governmental organization, and then read documents issued by the church that are composed in bureaucratic language that reads like something drafted by the UN. We have one Savior, and it is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He founded one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I want a Pope who speaks like Peter when he stood before the Sanhedrin, saying, Jesus Christ is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to us by which we are to be saved.
That's what I want in a Pope. I want a Pope who can help us get to heaven.